The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded walk-in humidor. Great customer service. Can't ask for more than that. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Linda's on assignment this morning. She is, too. She's on the run. I think she was leaving about the same time as I was this morning, 6:15. So going down, getting things done while it's still halfway cool.
Yeah.
Meeting her gardener and getting all these guys coming in and working around the yard. Good morning to you, Bad Bob. What's it look like for weather today?
Well, it'll be clear skies today. Not quite as toasty, but toasty enough. Peak of the day will be around 3 o'clock this afternoon. We should see a high. It says 96. I'm going to bet we brush the 100 degree mark today because it does that in some parts of the city. Looking forward into the forecast, similar conditions tomorrow, overnight low 65, high in the upper 90s. Then we get a break. My goodness, Friday we dropped to 91. Saturday we dropped to around 80 degrees and a chance of rain. Wow. Sunday begins to warm back up, getting back into the summer cycle. By a week from now, we're back close to the triple digits.
So what's it going to be tomorrow?
Tomorrow, pretty much a carbon copy of today. Some clouds moving in, but the high, which means humidity will go up, but the high will still be close to 100.
Close to 100. Okay. Well, you know, tomorrow Clark and Clark are on, and I'm going pig hunting in the morning.
Pig hunting. Well,
so
should
it's
be
going
good.
To be. Oh man, it is going to be. You know what? Watch this. We'll get one around 10 o'clock.
Hopefully these are not the infamous turkey pigs.
No, these aren't the turkey pigs. They don't have to be turkey pigs. These are pig pigs because I have yet to ever get one of those. Now people are sending me photos of, hey, this is how we got ours, and it's a picture of a Ford, you know, one of those Ford, small Ford cars. The whole front end of it smashed in, and there's a dead pig on the road. This is how we got ours, Carl.
That's like hitting a pile of cinder blocks.
Hey, Carl, that Glock not working right? You must be limp-wristing it. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
69 degrees. And rising in the city, no rain in the area. As I said, clear this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Our friends down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call, 365-3793. So many things going on here. Hey, has anybody about had enough of the media? Not this media, of course. We're great. not this media. But I go over to MSNBC just to see what they're saying. They just can't say, wow, well, you know what? This is a big step forward. You know, they can't say that. They're saying things like, well, how do you trust two liars? You know what? Here's what you hear.
This
you
is
can't
a non-
trust liars. Yeah. It means nothing. Oh, what about human rights? That they never, you know, pointed that out before, you know, when Obama and Clinton were there. Our poor allies, they can't care less about the South Koreans. Oh, the South Koreans blindsided. Oh, no, we're not going to have war games. You know how important those are. The people are saying it. I have no idea what an exercise is out there anyway. They're talking heads. Anyway, nothing good will come out of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's going on here? And watch what happens when the words floated. Oh, this is working. Trump and the Nobel Peace Prize. Whoa. Then it's just going to be watching, you know, all of these NBC, CNN, MSNBC. They're just going to go rabid. New York Times, Washington Post. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, no. No, no. It lessens it. It lessens the award, the Nobel Peace Prize that they gave to Obama in his first, 2 months in office, who then turned around and destroyed the Middle East and killed more people with drones than anybody ever has in the history of mankind. There's our peace president right there. So anyway, and then you get into this. Robert De Niro. Now, in 2003, early in 2003, you know, we had kicked Saddam's army to the side. We had taken it. We thought that, as George Bush said, situation
completed or whatever.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished, right, which, of course, those of us on the ground kind of really knew that wasn't true, especially with some of the decisions that were made, some of the stupid decisions made after that. Yes, yes, I can say that because they were stupid decisions. So we're there, and where we're located at, where the OCP was, the Coalition Authority. We were there, you know, moving people around, mm-hmm. you know, and the contract work I had. And who shows up? You know, a star. And I can't remember who the star was, the Hollywood star. This was, like, really early on. This is, like, June or July of 2003. I mean, the thing was just over. But standing in the background was this guy with this kind of this blue fishing hat on. And I'm looking at him, you know, because we were going to provide a little cordon around. It's Robert De Niro.
Mm.
He was there. And now I don't know if he was there to lend, you know, say, hey, look, hey, we're supporting you guys and all that, you know, because I never heard him say anything. And he came over a couple more times. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. But now he's lost it. Robert De Niro has lost it over Trump. This guy, you know, has got this, you know, incredible portfolio of the films that he's acted in and mm-hmm. done, except for Rocky and Bullwinkle. Where he played that general with his hair slicked back and a monocle on, and I mean, just totally tore up the scenery on that one. I have no idea why he was even in that one, but he was terrible.
It was a good paycheck.
You know what? He did it for the money. You can see people that do it for the money. He did it for the money. But now he's lost. He was at the Tony Awards, and he yells, F Trump, twice on TV, national TV, kids in the audience. He can't handle Trump anymore. He just can't do it. And it's just he and other celebrities have gotten just crazy about it. You never heard me on – I would never go out in public or I'm sure I even said it in private, you know, F Obama. You know what? You just don't do – I mean,
you'd have been charged with racism or whatever so fast your head would spin. Well, but when the reverse is in place, the guy's fair game.
Anything goes, it looks like. Anything goes. Wow. Hey, we got a full show today. We're going to start with the American Legion, and then we're moving into our friends from Cornerstone Bank and then our Economic Development Corporation today, talking about Stillwater, because I know some things are being signed, and some of these other things. But first, before we take that break, here comes Mary Jane. That's right. We've had 18 applications to sell Mary Jane, marijuana, wacky weed, anything you want to call it, here in Reading. And they're looking at it, and they're going through with their committee to make sure it's just the very best one. $27,000 fee to sell here. That's just to the city. $2,500 for renewal fees every year. The state gets $36,000. So before they start anywhere, it's, you know, they're up in the $60,000 mark. But I don't think they care too much. I think they've got lots of money to be able to spend. Now, some of the companies coming in here, Hype Cannabis Company, NorCal, Canna, and my favorite, Destroy Your Future Wowie. That's new.
Okay.
Look, to me, that last one I might have made up. But that's what I'm thinking. How many people, you know, I can't wait to see what happens when all of this kicks off. Oh, yeah, this is our way of controlling marijuana. Well, so those laws that we had before and the people we had out there before trying to control it, just, you know, that didn't work. What makes you think this is going to work?
You know, you want to get loaded? Fine. If that's how you cope with life,
I don't care.
Fine. Stay away from the heavy machinery. Give up your car keys if you want to do that.
The heavy machinery. How about any machinery? How about your car? How about, you know, when you're on your computer in the morning? Especially when they just had another announcement that the internal security on our two dams is weak. They said not from outside sources on the internet, mm-hmm. inside sources. They don't, you know, nobody changes their password. If somebody was from within, could shut down the dams,
or
they could open up the locks. Yeah. They could do all of those things, and they're staying a little bit weak. So what happens if you've got a? But you know what? If we did drug tests here, which of course we don't, I'd like to keep most of my staff. And you smoke marijuana, so you have a strict no drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, so you're on vacation, and you're gone for like 2 weeks, and, you know, so you smoke some dope while you're out there.
Back from my trip to Jamaica, man.
Yeah, well, you come back, and, you know, you come back, and you're not smoking on the job. You're not smoking, you know, off the job, but you're popping positive all the time.
It lingers, yeah.
Yeah, well, it does linger for 30 days. And some of these tests make it, you know, all the way up to 60 days. So what do you do then? Do you fire the guy?
Yeah.
You can. If it says we have a no-drug policy. Well, I don't smoke it during the job, and I haven't smoked it in 3 weeks. Doesn't make any difference. You've got it in your system, buddy.
I determined some time back that I had sacrificed a sufficient number of brain cells to recreational purposes and gave it all.
Yeah, two mojitos and an old-fashioned. I wonder how many I killed that night. You know what? When you're down to six or seven, you really got to be watching.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break and come right back with American Legion. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 100 degrees today, over 100 degrees today. Is your air conditioning working at its peak efficiency? You know, it may be working, but are your filters clean? Are the air ducts really pushing the air through there? Or have you got, you know, a collapsed duct there that keeps a lot of the air from coming through? That's what one of the problems we had, and Alliance Heated and Air fixed it. They can do all of that. They can work on any type of system. Voted best in the North State. And did I tell you, it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go. Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. What is this, banjo man? What?
Dude, it's Tom Petty, American Girl, to introduce our next segment.
Oh, okay. I know, I had a neglected childhood. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here in the studios of KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, June the 13th. 76 degrees right now, and it's going to go up to over 100. So, like 104 or something like that. Today, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, this Sunday, when it's cooled off, it's cooling off, then it'll be like in the 80s. We have, out of Benton Air Park, we have Redding's EAA Chapter 157 presents the Aviation Celebration for Father's Day, the 33rd annual. Free admission, free parking, modern aircraft, flyers, favors, vintage aircraft, warbirds, experimental aircraft and ultralights, the helicopters from the hospitals, Huey helicopter, of course, the military Huey helicopter and the CHP helicopter, and a flight simulator so you can get in there and practice flying around. All of this is free. You can buy breakfast there for $8, and that's pancakes, ham, and eggs. Adults, $8. Best price you're going to find anywhere. That's going to be this Sunday at Benton Air Park from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Christine Smith from the American Legion Auxiliary, Post 97. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
And you've got an event coming up that's pretty important because I was running around here trying to find one of the flags. Somebody gave me a flag to retire, and it's around here someplace, and I'll find it. So.
And we'll take it.
So tell us what's going on.
Tomorrow, June 14th, is Flag Day, and we will be, the American Legion family will be at 1605 Yuba Street here in Reading, and we will be taking in old flags that need to be retired.
Is that the Veterans Hall there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
The Veterans Hall next to the post office. Right.
Across from Amtrak.
Right. Right there.
We'll have members on site to discuss flag etiquette and retirement of flags. We'll also have information for veterans, different services that they may need, how they can get the different services. We'll have information on Stand Down, which is in October, which is a helping hand for homeless veterans on the verge of being homeless.
Yeah, we're always out there. We have a remote from right there.
Yes,
and it helps more and more people every year. And now we're getting a lot of women and also families out
yes.
there.
And pets.
So we tie that in also to the Veterans Resource Center, who's always trying to find homes
yes.
for people. But it provides a lot of really great services.
They do. They provide a lot of good services. We'll also have some voter registration on hand, and just come by, get rid of your old flag, go get yourself a nice new one, kick off summer. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
You're giving away flags?
We are not this year.
You're buying flags. People can buy flags?
People can buy flags. We won't have them on site.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
There wasn't enough time to get that prepared.
Right.
But I'm sure any store around here
can get you a flag.
Yes.
Like some people, like I've had my flag flying. I trim off any little strands on it. But it's probably time for retired to bring it down there and then put a new one up.
And a lot of people don't know that you can take them and get them retired in the proper manner. You don't want to just toss them in the fireplace or toss them in the barbecue pit. That's not really how we want it done.
Right. And you don't want to throw them in the trash.
No.
So you can, but tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day.
You can come on down to the Veterans Hall.
From 10 to 4.
From 10 to 4 and hand in the old flags.
That's it.
Get a booklet or something, handouts
yes.
on proper flag etiquette.
Maybe a little hands-on. You can see somebody folding the flag in the right way.
Uh-huh.
And
that's cool.
It should be a very interesting day.
It will be. Okay, and that's from 10 to 4. At
Veterans Memorial Hall.
Veterans Memorial Hall right there on Yuba Street next to the library. Okay, what else we got going here?
We have Stand Down in October.
Uh-huh.
We just touched on that.
Right.
Social Services, DMV, HUD. There'll be veterinarians there for the Poochies. In July, just coming up next month, there's going to be a barbecue at Anderson River Park. Tickets are $10, and that includes your meal and a raffle ticket. You can get those by calling Pam Wolbert at 530-275-5212.
Okay. Well, that's cool. You got a bunch of things going on here.
Got a few things going on.
Big thing tomorrow, though, is retiring flags, finding out about, you know, because I think a lot of people have flags they just don't know what to do with. So this is a good way to take care of the American flag. You know, some people, we have, you know, you feel like they don't honor the flag, and, you know, for a variety of reasons, we're not going to get into that. But if you've got a flag, you've got an old flag that's been sitting there, and you really weren't quite sure what to do with it, this is a good way to handle it.
It'll exactly.
Be with honor, and it'll be retired with honor, and with the right ceremony.
Old, faded, tattered, frayed.
Yep.
It's just time to bring them down and let them go to flag retirement.
Is there a flag retirement home? No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We're here with Christine Smith from the American Legion Auxiliary Post 197, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, Christine. Anything else going on there?
That's
I know we're
going to
be
it.
Talking more about when stand down comes. We're going to be pushing that. Now, when's stand down?
October.
That'll be in October, though. We've got a couple of months.
October 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Okay.
It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right, and we need to get people involved in that one.
Yes.
So, okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, I have tickets here to Riverfront Playhouse for 12 Angry Men. No, you don't have to be an angry man to get the ticket. This is a story about a 19-year-old man who stood trial for fatal stabbing of his father. It looks like an open and shut case to one of the jurors begins opening the other's eyes to the facts. It's a remarkable thing about democracy, says the foreign-born juror, that we are notified by mail to come to this place and decide on the guilt and innocence of a person, of a man or woman we have not known before. We have nothing to gain or lose by our verdict. We should not make it a personal thing, but personal it is. So if you want tickets for this, and it starts, it goes from June 16th to July 7th, Friday and Saturdays, and 7:30 and Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. So all of this will be available with these tickets. So if you want a set of tickets, give us a call, 605-4567. All right, 605-4567. Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
A true country crossover tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers, they pay tribute to legendary band Alabama. Join us Friday, June 22nd, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Tennessee River. Live in the Event Center, playing the hit songs that revolve around love, relationships, and everyday rituals of life, Tennessee River's tribute offers a walk down memory lane with more than a decade of hits that span the career of Alabama and will give you a reason to sing along and dance again. The band offers a new generation of listeners an opportunity to enjoy the sounds of Alabama. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Tennessee River. The acclaimed Alabama Tribute Band in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, June 22nd. Come and celebrate 25 years at the River. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
First things first, I'm gonna say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh,
ooh. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. With Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning trying to keep the house going with gardeners and plumbers and all those kind of things. 7:32 in the morning here on the 13th of June, 2018. 70 degrees going up to 106 today. 100.
What?
Okay, maybe not 106. What, 104? It can go anywhere. It's oh, okay. No, no. You said 96-ish. I thought you said it was going to be 106.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you didn't change the temperature thing. Okay, I'm sorry. It's going to be 96 today. I thought you said it was going to be 106.
No.
Okay,
we're out of
that. Take it all back, kind of. Yeah. For another week.
Don't torment. No, we.
For another week.
96. The summer's getting off to a softer start than we're used to. Usually it gets like a ton of bricks, as people from around here know. So.
Yeah, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, if you're looking for a place to buy a firearm, go to John and Sarah Bastiani's shop. They started 8 years ago. You're not going to find better customer service, better selections. They've got classes on CCW, on hunter safety. They have every accessory you could possibly want for shooting. All of this at Bastiani Arms, a locally owned, locally managed business. Give them a chance to beat the big box store prices because they can. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday. It is time for our Cornerstone Community Bank Business of the Month, and I'm sitting here with Chris Cable of Caliber Office Furniture. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, tell us who Chris Cable is and how you got here and how you started. Because, by the way, good morning, Dad. We know you're listening down in Yuma.
Yes, he is. Well, I moved to Redding, California in 1992 to go to Simpson University. Mm. Dropped out, got married. Picked up a job selling office furniture, and in the nighttime, I decided to get my business degree, so I went back to college, graduated with a business degree, and about 2 years later, started my own business.
And you've been at Caliber Office Furniture for 8 years.
Yeah, I started Caliber Office 8 years ago.
Okay, so tell us about that. Tell us about that business.
So when I started, I already had a list of customers kind of begging me to start my business, so it was real easy.
Are there many office furniture places?
You know, you'd be surprised. Yes, there is. There's a couple more in town.
I mean, I know things like, you know, the big box stores. They've got furniture there.
Yeah, you know, those Office Depots and Staples, they kind of give us a run for our money. A lot of companies from Sacramento come up here and try to pounce in our territory.
Wow.
But we're big believers in doing business local.
Uh-huh.
So we try really hard to focus on
the control room could use an Arion chair.
Okay, we don't sell those. We sell something better than that.
They sell something better than that. Well, you know what? If you guys wouldn't abuse the furniture around here, you know what? One day I found them outside. They were having chair races up and down the street here.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So selling off. So I obviously people need office furniture, but you don't think about having a local company here that specializes in is being very successful.
You know, I love what I do. Absolutely love it. And We actually have a really nice showroom out on Airport Road. Mm-hmm. Some people drop in and they just Google us and they find us. But I really like to go to small businesses or large businesses, mm-hmm. Make an appointment, see what their needs are. They call us for ergonomic assessments. They say they need new chairs. We can recommend some really good chairs. That's kind of what we do.
Okay. Now, is it just chairs or is it other things?
Oh,
that you
goodness,
have?
No.
Oh, you
yeah.
got it all, right?
We do it all. Everything from a chair to a cubicle system to desks, uh-huh. Keyboard trays, monitor arms. We have a.
Do you have those levitating tables? Or,
yes.
Or, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, those sit-to-stand tables.
Sit-to-stand tables. Do you have? I saw that for the first time.
We have a half dozen different types on our showroom. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's probably our biggest seller.
Those are now workstations.
Workstations, yes.
Well, I mean, you know, because you can be sitting on on your chair and then you feel like you want to stand up and this thing just hydraulically or something. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's a kind of a push button. And we actually go out of our way to find American-made products. We try to steer clear of the products from China.
Great.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
We also like to take care of any veterans that come through, so we do our part there. My son is actually going to be sworn in 2 days for the Marines. So he's going to be in boot camp next week.
We may have to throw. You may.
You know,
just,
if we had video already, you would have seen Carl's face just light up like a neon.
That may have been worth at least two weeks of free advertising right there. when's he going down?
So he's going down. I want to say Tuesday. But he's been working for me for about 6 years. He started when he was about 13 years old, just kind of working. And he's been my best installer. It's been a struggle trying to find a really good replacement for him.
Well, you know, it's something about having your son that you can always reach over and slap him in the back of the head that you can't do with a regular installer.
Exactly.
You know,
and I don't even need to do that. He's
warehouse
manager says he's one of the best guys we've had. So it's really good.
Well, you know what? And you should be proud of him. I'm proud of him.
Yes.
That's the fact that he's going into the Marines. I served in the Marines and enjoy 99% of it. There's probably some.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, hey, you know what? It's an honor to serve this country. So then he's going down to boot camp.
Yep.
And then it's, 11 weeks?
He might come home for a couple weeks. That's my wife's favorite part. And then I think he goes back down to Camp Pendleton, and then I think he's ending up in Palm Springs, actually.
He's not ending in Palm Springs.
Okay.
He's ending in 29 Palms.
29 Palms, there you go.
They can say Palm Springs.
Okay.
But, or as you like to call it, 29 Stumps.
Yeah, that's 50 miles away from where he's going to be.
Okay,
and
good.
It's 50 miles and a world away.
Well, Palm Springs sounds a little more luxurious, right?
Yeah, well. So he's going to. So when's he going to graduate? Are you going to go down for the graduation, or do you?
Yeah, we're going to go down in September and try to meet as much family as we can down there. So
when he graduates from boot camp.
From boot camp. Yeah,
it's great. It's a great ceremony they have.
Yeah,
down there.
I've been there before. My brother is a Marine as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's in our blood.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now let's talk. Let's go back to Caliber Office Furniture. See, those are like big pluses we have here. We have military.
Yeah.
So you give discounts to military. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or?
When we have a veteran come in and they're
veterans,
just looking for furniture, we'll try to take care of them. But we also like to service any local nonprofits, try to help get them on their feet, use their money wisely. But, you know, we give back to the community because the community is good to us. So, they really treat us good, so we try to treat them well. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about Cornerstone Bank as well. They've really helped get my business on, where we're at today.
Well, I tell you what, Cornerstone has, every once a month, we'll send in a business just like yours, just really the people that run it are, really sharp. They provide great service, all of this stuff. So, I mean, and it's cool because now, I've met, Chris Cable, who's got Caliber Office Furniture and son in the Marine Corps. I mean, okay. I mean, you've got three pluses going for you right there, buddy. Okay. So now how do people get a hold of you? Now you say say somebody's starting a business up.
Yeah.
They give you a call and say, hey, look, I want my office to look a certain way. And here's my budget.
Yep. Oh, yeah. If they give us a budget, we can help meet that budget for sure. We have catalogs that we can, go to their store and help them come up with a solution so they don't have to think too much about it. We also do free drawings, like a floor plan of their new business that they're moving into. They can find us by just simply Googling Caliber Office or Office Furniture Reading. We'll pop right up. They can read our online reviews if they need some encouragement on that as well.
Okay.
So when you like if when you walk out today, you could look at in here. So if we wanted, if Linda wanted to give you a call and say, Chris, come on back down here and look and see what kind of setup we could do in here.
You know, I'm looking around
not the studio. I mean, we've given up on the studio. We're talking about out in front.
You know, I haven't given up on your studio. I'm looking around, going, boy, you guys need some furniture in here. We should probably talk trade or something.
Here we go. I love this man already. Okay, how do they get a hold of you, Chris?
They can email me. My cell phone is also listed online, so they can call or text. I'm a very personal, you know, like to be communicated with right away.
So. Okay. And so if you're starting a business or if you have a business and you're, you know, but it's time for a refreshing. And this is kind of what we do. We're going to FM and that's why everything's getting painted and things stacked out there while we're still getting everything painted and moved up. So, but if they want to do something like that, they'd call, give Chris a call and say, hey, give us a new look, Chris.
Absolutely. And then we come out to them and we can bring samples of colors and different brochures that show different products. We make it really effortless. So just all they have to do is show us that they have a need and we'll take care of the rest.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Cable from Caliber Office Furniture. He's been in the business a long time, but had his own company for the last 8 years. And you've lived here since 92.
92, yeah.
But you grew up in
the San Diego area.
Blythe.
Blythe, yes.
Blythe. Do you know where Blythe is?
I was there once. It was closed.
It was Blythe. It's kind of like those two palm trees, right? Isn't there two palm trees? You drive by Blythe. And that the Jets use is kind of like an aiming point as they go over.
Famous for the world's largest thermometer.
That's it. Okay, go. That's it.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
Don't you have that big thermometer?
Not
there
that I can remember.
Is that Blythe?
Yeah, and there's a guy there who sells Euros. There's a Greek cafe there in Blythe.
You lived there?
You know, I left when I was 12 and then went to San Diego in my high school years. So.
All right. Yeah, they got the 100-foot tall thermometer.
Your dad was a Cal Fire guy.
He's a Cal Fire guy, yes. Okay.
Well, thanks a lot, Pop, for your service, too. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming by today. Chris Cable, Caliber Office Furniture. One more time, phone numbers and how to get hold of you.
Yes, our website, caliberoffice.com. The telephone number is 225-8677.
All right. If you're trying to start up a business and you need office furniture, if your business is ready to expand, you need office furniture. If you just need to refresh, as we're doing, we're giving Chris a call. I'm sure Linda will be calling you today.
I'll be excited to help her.
Okay. Because a lot of people roll through here.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia, America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Reading Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Reading Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Reading Kia. Reading Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry, Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show,
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of June, 2018. 70 degrees going up to 96-ish today. I thought it was going to be 106, and Bob, you know, screamed at me and said, no, not 96. This portion of the show...
Don't scare people.
I know. That, you know what? If I thought when you said 106, I'm going, oh, my gosh. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, just an outstanding place to go for jewelry, whether it's designed and built there, watch repair, you name it, they got it. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, at the beginning of our series now, excuse me, my allergies have just hit me, I've got to go fix that. We're here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
Hello. How can I put this? You are our cinema... Our cinema expert.
Sure, that works.
Is that okay
with
you?
Yeah, youth cinema expert.
You are
are you
nationwide now yet?
I mean, YouTube is for anybody. I have one viewer in the Philippines, so.
No, you're worldwide then, buddy.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. All right, Robert is a film critic, and we've had you on before when the Oscars came.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was your, how accurate were you?
I think that I got a 16 out of 24 or a 15 out of 24, somewhere around there.
There was a surprise, though. It was Best Picture. Was that a surprise?
That was a surprise.
That was the surprise that The Shape of Water won because you were positive that the Three Billboards.
I was pretty sure that Three Billboards would win.
Sure.
I was confident in it. But The Shape of Water was my runner-up.
Right.
So, and it's not like it wasn't a deserving movie. The Shape of Water is great.
Oh, yeah. What is his name?
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, del Toro. Mm-hmm. They said that he was so involved with this, they think that's why he won. He was involved with every aspect of this
He
film.
Was.
Every aspect of it.
When he makes movies, he goes for everything. He mm-hmm. goes for editing, producing, directing, writing, even acting. Sometimes he's just all in when he makes a movie. And it really does show because the movies end up being great.
Okay, there have been any surprises this summer? I heard that Solo.
Solo was a big disappointment.
Right.
Yeah. I like Star Wars a lot. Mm-hmm. I have since I was a little kid. It's just a nostalgia thing for me. And it was disappointing to see a Star Wars movie that I was bored during. It was horrible because Star Wars should never be boring. It's entertaining. That's basically... It's one primary goal. Some of the originals are the most entertaining movies of all time, basically.
Absolutely.
And I was bored, and I wanted it to be over, and that was really disappointing.
When you start talking about nostalgia, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Yeah. He starts talking about nostalgia. I have underwear your age. I get nostalgia, too. Okay. But you have got such a grasp on all of this. Okay. So, you know, and that's what I read. So you who love that franchise were bored, ready for it to be over.
Yeah, I was. And I think that has to do with the, weird tone in the movie. Cause if you don't know, there was huge production drama. They originally had cast, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, to direct the movie. They had directed The Lego Movie and 21 and 22 Jump Street. And they had gotten done with about 70 to 80% of the movie, and they were fired last second for creative differences. And they brought on Ron Howard to finish the movie, and they basically went and reshot a lot of it. And because of that, the movie had a budget of about $250 million mm-hmm. when it was originally projected for about $150 million. And it was, I think that the biggest issue is that the movie was supposed to be a comedy, basically. Okay. Because that's the direction that Phil Lord and Chris Miller usually take. It's a straight-up comedy with drama aspects thrown in or sci-fi aspects thrown in. But it felt like the movie was a comedy minus every single joke. Because every single scene was dry and bland, and it felt like they were just trying to push themselves to the next scene.
Okay, so we've just killed Solo off in town. Okay, so now what about films that are coming out? What would you recommend? Because you know what, and even though you know Robert may be 15, but you look at the whole genre. You look at everything coming out there. What's the sleeper film that you would recommend?
Well, for movies that I've seen or movies that are coming out
well,
soon?
Well, movies that you've seen that are still around or maybe ones that you've heard about that may be coming saying, you know what, this isn't going to – we've been watching on Netflix and others movies that have not gotten a lot of, response, it seems like. But, man, are they just great movies, you know, that they're made well. The acting's just great. But you never heard of them. Right. But they've got major actors in it.
Yeah, for movies so far this summer that have been pretty good, or even movies coming out on Blu-ray soon, you had Hereditary that just came out, which is not a movie for everybody. It definitely isn't. It's extremely horrific and violent, and it's just a really well-constructed horror movie. Mm-hmm. It's from a first-time director by the name of Ari Aster, and
I've heard that this is really a scary movie.
Oh, yeah. It's horrifying. It's, It reminds me a lot of Rosemary's Baby. It's got a lot of similar, lot of similar vibes to that, a lot of similar feelings. Other movies so far this year that have been great that you should check out. Another one, again, not for everybody, but it's great, is called Annihilation. It's a movie with Natalie Portman, and it's about this shimmer, which is basically like a meteor hit Earth,
We saw that. That is a really, really interesting movie, especially the last 5 seconds of it.
Yeah, it's bizarre and crazy. But what I love about it is how it tackled the alien genre, not by having actual aliens, but having them manipulate human beings, which is extremely creative, and I really like seeing that.
And there were scenes in it that it was incredible photography in there and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I saw that on, I think it's, on
Redbox?
Well, it's on a direct TV, something like that. Okay, give us. How about Deadpool? Is Deadpool that good?
Deadpool 2 was a huge surprise for me because the first one was not a movie that I actually like. A lot of people fell head over heels for it, and I don't know what it was about it, but I thought it was okay. I didn't see it until about a year later because I couldn't when it first came out. But
you weren't old enough yet.
Right, exactly. Okay. But I like Deadpool 2 a lot more.
Okay.
It's got, one, a much clearer script with jokes that don't take up the entire runtime of the movie.
Yeah.
It's got a far better plot with far better morals in it. The first one felt like it was 20 minutes of story padded to make it 90. This one actually felt like it was deservingly a two-hour movie. And it had a lot of more creativity, and it was actually extremely unpredictable, which was surprising because there are so many plot points that happen throughout the movie that I didn't see coming, and I don't really think anybody could see coming. It's hilarious in that respect.
Okay, so is that still playing around here?
I think so. I think it's still definitely well because it was a huge box office success.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. How about a serious movie, besides the horror movie, The Shimmers or that, what about a serious movie that
like
may be out there?
A drama? Well, we're in the summer season right now, so there's not a lot of dramas coming out. Looking forward into the rest of the summer, or even the rest of the year, you do have some exciting-looking dramas coming out. You have Eighth Grade, which is directed by the comedian Bo Burnham. It's his first movie ever,
mm-hmm.
and it's about a woman in eighth grade. It's her last week of eighth grade, basically, and she is about to go into high school. And it's basically all about how middle school is horrible for a lot of people. And it's a kid growing up in a modern day eighth grade. And since I just graduated eighth grade a year ago, I'm obviously looking forward to a movie that's going to depict it realistically. Because usually with high school movies, they're either depicted like middle school movies, they're either depicted like high school movies or they're depicted as elementary schoolers. There's not really an in-between ever shown in movies, and I appreciate that Bo Burnham is at least attempting to show that.
Well, there is a big in-between there.
Yeah, there is.
There is between elementary and high school. I mean, you know, 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds.
It's where you really develop and you kind of hate a lot of things, and I'm excited to see a movie that's going to show that. Also, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Is going to come out soon. It's looking to be like one of the biggest releases for a documentary ever, but it's about Fred Rogers and his show, and it's all about how he, you know, it was a very unlikely show to be successful. It had a low budget and an unlikely star and everything, but it was a really sweet and kind show, and reviews out of festivals and early screenings have been incredible.
Was he as nice off screen, or is this one of those things that says, you know, he was such a good guy on screen, but off screen he wasn't quite that nice?
No, it definitely depicts him as being as nice as he is on screen.
And then that, of course, the rumors that went around that he had been a Navy SEAL and that he had tattoos up and down his arms, because that's why he always wore a long sleeve sweater. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
Yeah, it went around, and then they had these others. Yeah, it was one of those urban myths. Of course, it wasn't true, you know, that, or any of that stuff. But it's nice to know that this guy who has such a huge impact on people, and he was a nice guy.
Yeah, it really, I've never heard of the show, actually. I wish that I would have seen it.
I just wonder if it's still on, like, KIXC or something like that, that they pull it up on something like that.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, but I'm sure you could find it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to check out a couple episodes, but... The show just looked...
It's a gentle man that talked about being nice with people.
Yeah, and it seemed like he tackled really serious subjects for kids' shows, like racism or divorce, and those are just a couple shown in the trailer. And it's really incredible that you had a guy, a kind-hearted guy like that, who was willing to show, you know, controversial subjects to children. And do it in a way that wouldn't scar them, but would actually help them and educate them. And that's really cool to see, and I'm glad that they're making a documentary about it.
That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
That's great. Okay, we're here with Robert Burke, who is our film critic. We'll be our film critic for the summer. We're going to set up a regular time for him to be here, maybe more than we had originally, because I'm sure you've got, like, weekly shows coming out, and you've got lots of stuff to say. You may have a 15 or 20-minute segment.
That would be awesome.
On more occasions than just once a month. Okay, last thoughts here. You got like about 2.5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to. Push us to your website.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you can find my movie reviews every week on anewscafe.com. But if you want to find, those are just one review a week that I send specifically targeted towards that audience. But if you want to find all of my reviews, you can go to www.thecleverCritics.com, and it will take you straight to my YouTube page. I usually upload about 2 to 4 reviews a week, depending on how many reviews there are. Recently, I've been a lot more slow because I've been finishing school and I've been really busy, so... I'm kind of front-loaded with a lot of reviews. I have to edit right now, so there will be a lot more right now than usual.
Do you see all these movies, or do you just kind of, like, take the reviews and kind of glean them down?
I see every movie
I
review, yeah. And it's
so do you have, like, a $500 a month movie allowance?
Well, I have MoviePass. I'm sure that you've heard of it. It's been making the news a lot recently. I actually had it about 2 years ago when it was about $40 a month, and even then it was affordable for me, but... They recently dropped their price to $10 a month, and you can basically see one movie once in a theater every day. And
I misunderstood what that meant. I thought it was like you could see like one a month or something. So you can see a movie a day?
Yeah, well,
if you wanted to?
That was the old rule. I think that they changed it now so that it's a movie a week.
Okay.
But for all the members who had it since, you know, back then, it's been once a day, which has been really nice for me because I can just, you know, this weekend three movies came out, Hereditary, Ocean's 8, and Hotel Artemis. I've already seen all of them because
Ocean's
the movie
8,
passed.
Quickly, with 10 seconds,
what
do you think?
Ocean's 8, entertaining movie, kind of flat, but and poor performances, but I think that it's a really entertaining and fun movie.
Okay, there you go. You heard it from our critic here, Robert Burke. Okay, Robert, thanks so much. We're going to have you back on very soon.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and Tony Giovanella from Economic Development will be joining us.
News this hour from townhall.com.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Trump says we can sleep well tonight because North Korea no longer poses a nuclear threat.
The president's taking a Twitter victory lap after getting home from his Singapore summit, where he had said Kim Jong-un committed to giving up his nuclear weapons.
Honestly, I think he's going to do these things.
But during their five-hour meeting, they did not nail down how and when it would happen. So did the president jump the gun in saying America's safer after the summit? Advisor Kellyanne Conway says he wants North Korea to denuclearize.
Obviously, there has to be complete, verifiable, and irreversible. That will take a while.
For now, the North is still believed to have more than 50 nuclear warheads. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And House Speaker Paul Ryan says the president deserves credit for breaking a stalemate with Pyongyang. Ryan saying the status quo with North Korea was not working.
What was the status quo with North Korea? They were racing toward a nuclear weapon. They were racing toward having multiple independent ICBMs with nuclear-tipped warheads on top of them. The president needed to disrupt the status quo, and the president has disrupted the status quo.
Looks like the House will be voting on more than just one immigration bill.
With Republican moderates and conservatives having failed to reach a compromise agreement, a top Republican aide says the House will vote next week on two immigration bills. One of the measures will be a strongly conservative bill that won't offer a path to citizenship for young immigrants called Dreamers. The other measure will offer citizenship while including strong border security language favored by conservatives.
Correspondent Mike Gracia. The Federal Reserve expected to hike short-term interest rates again. Look for an announcement later today. Fed policymakers wrap up their latest meeting in Washington. On Wall Street right now, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up about 3 points. The Nasdaq up 27 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The Saudi-led coalition has launched a large-scale attack on the biggest port in Yemen, hoping to drive Iranian-backed rebels out of the city that they've held for several years.
The battle to retake Hodeidah started earlier this morning. Coalition warplanes and warships have been bombarding Houthi positions in the city, while an alliance of Yemeni forces currently loyal to the internationally recognized government are leading the ground assault. It's the first time the Saudi-led coalition of mostly Gulf states has committed itself to trying to capture such a well-defended major city held by the Iranian-backed rebels. The coalition says that victory could break the stalemate in the war and force the Houthis to the negotiating table. But aid agencies fear the assault is just as likely to prompt the biggest humanitarian catastrophe so far in Yemen.
That's BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, this didn't take long. The Seattle City Council has repealed a tax on large companies like Amazon and Starbucks. That levy was approved only a month ago.
A divided crowd chanted, jeered, and booed at the council meeting, drowning out the members as they cast their 7-2 vote. Many shouted, "Stop the repeal," as others unfurled a large red banner that read, "Tax Amazon, An opposing group held no tax on job signs.
Correspondent Dennis Crowley. After California voters decided in 2014 to reduce penalties for drug and property crimes, researchers now report a jump in car burglary, shoplifting, and other theft. The Public Policy Institute of California reports that larcenies increased about 9% by 2016, roughly 135 more thefts per 100,000 residents. Yet on Wall Street right now, the Dow up 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, in the epicenter of change, right here at Market Street, as we watch new K2 building being put up. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. A wonderful place to go in. People are very, very friendly there. Bob, what's it look like for our weather here for the rest of the
week? Well, National Weather Service has given us an update. They're calling for sunny and hot, the high near 97. I'm going to think that we're going to push 100, depending on where you're at. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, much the same temperature, high right around the century mark. Then on Friday, we start seeing the temperature drop off 94. On Saturday, we go to 87. And Sunday, the high near 89. So a bit of moderation, a little roller coaster in our weather patterns. Right now in Reading, we have 73 degrees, and the mercury is on the rise. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, it is a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have payment plans there. Hey, Dez, good morning. Oh, she had to leave. Dez is out of Holland, out of the Netherlands, and listens to the show.
Has a job, had to go
A job. So, obviously, in the Netherlands, they all have jobs there. And speaking of jobs, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California, started right here in Reading 10 years ago by Ted Leidy. And he had all of his instructors throughout the 32 counties he's in are all NRA instructors with advanced training certificates. It is the most complete CCW training in California, plus other training, unarmed training, where you're taught to handle situations quickly with just out a firearm. Also, the defensive pistol, guarding your own house. Is your house safe? All these different things are offered under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm sitting here with Tony Giovanella.
Good morning.
Who heads up the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who heads up the entrepreneurial division of the Economic Development Corporation.
Morning.
So I understand you're in a fist fight, rolling around the ground, thumbing people in the eye for a new place to hang your hat.
Well, it isn't that messy. It's actually been very straightforward. There's still some work to do, but excited. We're excited about that possibility.
So what are you looking at to move to?
Well, we've put an offer in for 777 Auditorium Drive, which is the first building on the left as you go into the Civic Center complex.
That's right. Right there on where the Shasta Wonderland used to be. And
Venture Properties was the last time
there. Properties was there. So that's a nice area right there because as people come down, they're right there. There's the Sheridan. There's the Civic. There's the rodeo grounds. Yeah, there's the river.
It's
a nice
beautiful
location.
It's really nice, and a restaurant close by, right in the hotel itself.
Yeah.
So today we actually have a luncheon called the Shasta Economic Update.
Yeah.
And in that luncheon, we're going to talk a little bit about what our forward-looking strategy is. You know, we're in a world that's changing.
The strategy here now. Who's invited to the luncheon here for this? Is this everybody?
So basically, it is presented by the EDC investors. We have a few sponsors. And basically, we're going to have government officials, city staff, and then business people of all types
Okay.
People from our educational community, anyone that's interested in economic development, and the startup community as well.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, great. And where's that going to be at?
It's going to be at the Holiday Inn. And basically, we're hoping to cut off, if you would, registrations on Friday, because that's when we had to do our meal count.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically added 20% to the meal count, and we still, yesterday we had people wanting to get in, and I don't think Todd and I are going to be eating today.
So that's going to be, okay. Yeah, that's today. Well, you know what, we've had things like that happen before, that the whole, you know, people's staffs had to go up and sit up in the gallery because so many people wanted tables.
Yeah, we've got about 130 tickets sold right now, great. So that's it's going to be pretty full, and we're really excited about it.
Cool. Okay. So if you're interested in the way forward, this is a good way to find out. And it's too late, though, for anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
Hey, before we go any further,
yes,
I'd like to give a shout-out. So you had Chris Cable in here this morning from Caliber Office Systems.
Yes, we did.
And I got to tell you, our community is extremely generous, right? We have people offering office furniture for us, you know, they're going to replace it or they're moving,
mm-hmm.
and we can use that furniture in our facility or take it and help startups. And Chris and his team have been so generous in helping us actually deploy this stuff, pick it up, take it apart, bring it to where we want at a very reasonable cost. We couldn't take advantage of the generosity without him and his company.
Well, you know what, Chris, and you don't have to wear those. I just wanted to get them out of the way of your face so I could see. We're talking about headsets that are going around here. Chris Cable, who was just on with Caliber Office Furniture, what a nice guy he is. And so we were talking afterwards, and because we've got all these new things that we're doing, and we've got this big, beautiful quartz table that Mike Huber from Estate Granite built for us. And Chris is showing me, hey, you know what? I've got some chairs. And he showed us some chairs that would fit perfectly for this, you know. And so, I mean, networking. Yeah, he seems like he's got it all together there. And he's out there to help new businesses and everything. It was a pleasure meeting him. There's so much going on. And what's the latest on the Stillwater?
So we're still in negotiation. We had a good meeting with Panattoni on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and you know, in many of these cases, as you know, a letter of intent does not include all the detail.
No, ask Trump.
So when you start getting into the detail, you find little things that you need to work out. But the dialogue is open, and I think we're all still sharing the same objective of making something happen that will work for everybody. They really are interested in having a partnership with us. You know, they've even said, you know, we've been working together in one fashion or another for 2 years. Let's formalize this. Let's put our resources together and let's get something done. And by the way, they are, they're involved in some major, major developments all over California now with big companies. And that, you know, I don't know if we'll get an at-bat at any of those big companies, but you know, they're building like 400 million square feet of stuff for brand-name companies. So that just excites us that they have access to those kind of companies.
Well, and it's kind of exciting to the fact to think that they've got, you know, they've signed that letter of intent. Now, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of things are minor, some things are bigger, but this is where the art of negotiation comes in, I assume. And I would hope that the city is open to negotiations, yet doesn't give away the farm, if that makes sense.
Well, it's all about creating jobs, right?
Right.
So, you know, the intent of that park was not to make money, not to be in the real estate business.
That's right.
But to create jobs. And, I think this will do it. We've gone through this before, that the, you know, 1,000 jobs are going to create $400 million worth of economic activity every year. And that's probably conservatively. And by the way, it's going to generate lots and lots of taxes. And by the way, if just the property is sold, the city will be able to repay the debt that it funds out of the general fund, which is about $675,000. So it's like win, win, win everywhere.
3.5 cops. There's your neighborhood policing unit
mm-hmm.
right there, just right out of that.
Okay. We're here with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones of the Economic Development Corporation. We're talking about the sale of Stillwater, and it's a letter of intent was signed. Any money change hands yet? Or, I mean,
no, money won't change hands until a few days after the contract is signed.
Okay, and we're in, and that's in negotiation right
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security continues to grow, continues to support our community in all of Northern California, the largest privately owned private security company in Northern California with over 100 officers, many of them more on the road than you have just your average day with police are on the road. Give them a call at 243-0295. They do. They not only will take care of your business, but your home. They will be able to be at your home in less than 10 minutes. That's right, in less than 10 minutes at your home or your business here in town. Find out about that program. It is not an expensive program. 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood-look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Reach out, touch base.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment, making sure that our house has
you know, here's the thing is, I come in the morning, I chit-chat with really nice people, I learn things, and she's out there battling it out with the gardeners, you know, making sure all the, you know, like, why is this segment of our yard just dead? Well, I mean, the sprinklers are working, aren't they, honey? That's what I say. And she goes, well, obviously not. Everything's dead here. And I went, oh, hey, look, I've got to go to work. Can you, you know, and so she's, I say, by the way, would you mind watering my tomatoes this morning? Sure, hon. Off I go. And I come here, sit in the air conditioning. She's out there. I love her. She is so good. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. This isn't an assisted living home. No. This is like a cruise ship that just docked in Reading. You're there with all your friends. You got cars there. You go on trips. You have a great time. Hey, you tired of taking care of the yard like I'm sure Linda is at this point because I'm going to catch it this weekend. You don't have to take care of it. You can have your meals, every one of your meals. You know, great gourmet chef down there, the whole thing at River Commons Senior Living. 301 Hartnell Avenue. Right next to the VA clinic. They are pet friendly. They have so many things there. Give them a call, 238-5981. 238-5981. Find out why so many people want to live in River Commons Senior Living. Okay, we're here with Tony Giovanella, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation, and, of course, Todd Jones, who heads up the Entrepreneurial Division. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Okay, so you've got this luncheon today. Then other people, if it's too late now to get in. But you will tell us what happens at the end of this. Maybe a little synopsis at the come on back. And
yeah, we'd love to do that. Yeah. Actually, I can tell you what we plan to do today, too.
Okay, well, tell us that.
So basically, we're going to have a little bit of an update about what the EDC has accomplished over the last 6 to 8 months. And we're also going to talk about, with all the changes that are going on, you know, what's going to happen with the EDC moving forward? Are we going to change direction? Obviously, we talked a little bit about the location change.
Right, location change.
So, and that's driven by a bunch of different things. So we're going to go over that today.
I would think that moving yourself downtown is a lot better idea, frankly. I mean, that's just my idea because you're in the middle of everything that's happening. You know, so, I mean, not that it didn't work out there where you're at, but...
Well, it serves the startup community better. You know, it's bikeable, it's walkable, mm-hmm. et cetera. But it also serves the recruitment activity better, too, because now we have a hotel in proximity, a restaurant in proximity. It's kind of a really nice drive from the airport down Knighton Road, up Highway 5, across, you know, 299-44, our nice road art, our nice wide river. Pulling into that complex, you know, a nice hotel to stay at that's right across the street from where we, you know, we intend on being. Nice dinner when they're tired after coming off a nice plane trip. A nice walk across the Sundial Bridge where we can talk about the events for the next day, right?
Yeah, and Venture Properties did a great job updating that space as well. We're not going to have to do a whole lot. It looks really good, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
You break me up. You break me up, Tony. And I'm just seeing it. And look over here on our Sundial Bridge. Okay, look. Oh, no, don't look on that side. Look over here on this side. Oh, no. Oh, look, it's a sex education class over there underneath those trees. No. Okay, look over on the east side of the river over here. I'm sorry. You know what? But this is why you need to be in that job. You've got these guys here. This is, you know, a group of people that have built everywhere, literally in the world, right? Am I right about this? This company. I mean, and they've got big names, and they build things. These aren't blocky buildings we're talking about. These are like designer buildings.
They're beautiful buildings.
Yeah, I think they built out most of the Tesla complex in North Reno and Sparks area, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
so
that should tell you something
they're pretty familiar.
And actually, we'll take any kind of building as long as it has a lot of jobs and they're good paying and it's a sustainable
company. You know what? If it's a square block from the Russian 1960 era, we'll take it if there's like 500 people working in there.
That'll put great desks on the
there
inside.
There you go. You know what? You know, Chris Cable from Caliber will walk in there and faint. It's so ugly. He'll go, what do you got here? Okay. Have you heard any rumors of the kind of businesses? Because right now, today, and in the news, as I wrote down, here comes marijuana to Reading. 18 applications, they're going to take 10 of them. And they're looking at them right now. NorCal, Canna, Hype Cannabis Company. And of course, my favorite was Destroy Your Future, Wowie. Does this look like this could be one of the businesses that may be going out there?
We don't know for sure, but when you're selecting real estate for your portfolio, it would make sense that you want to get real estate that can be used for as many purposes as possible, right? If you're out marketing development of buildings, you don't want to limit your market. So, you know, if you look at the rest of their portfolio, that's not their specialty.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably not what they build everywhere. But if you look out at the city of Shasta Lake, that one building over there by Knopf, which I haven't been there yet, but somebody showed me photos. I mean, this is a huge building, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the whole thing is a NASA, you know, kind of like a NASA growth area for marijuana.
Yeah, so I think that's a 45,000 square foot building.
Yeah, but everything is, you know, it's automated and all these other things. I mean,
and they're really driving the price up too. So as a landowner, I mean, our family has some warehouse space. It's not detached, so it would not work for marijuana growers. But we have some extra land, and you know, warehouse prices just last year were somewhere around 65 cents a square foot. And now I've heard of leases going for as much as $2 a square foot for warehouse space in Redding.
Well, wouldn't it be worth then throwing up a steel building up there?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really. I mean, and you would just, hey, you sign a lease, I'm going to build you a 10,000 square foot building or 15 or 20 or 30.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, it's really driving up values.
Give me the first year up front in cash.
Yeah.
And they will.
Right.
And building on that, so the cannabis industry elsewhere, like in Sacramento, has caused the inventory of commercial property to shrink way down and the price to go way up. So Panattoni, who does development in Sacramento, it's not as affordable as it was for any industry, right? So that also makes our area appealing, right? I think it's gone up to something. I don't even want to quote a number, but it's an out of space.
You're absolutely right. All this is gone. And so having found literally shovel-ready property out here, no matter what you want to put on it, is a good investment for a company like this, because even if it's not, hopefully it's not that cannabis related, but other types of things, you know, that right now, and this is the one part that I can't understand why people aren't just beating your door down, is in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can't live there. You've got to commute for 2 hours to come in, and you still are paying top price for housing and all this other stuff. You know, you have crap schools and all this, where they could send up a whole offices full of people up here and pay them half what they're paying down there, and they'd still live great up here.
Yeah, and
I don't understand why that hasn't occurred.
I think it is.
It's happening a little bit, maybe not as much as we see, but, I mean, the KRC ran a story last night of a company moving to Chico. That was kind of squeezed out of the Bay Area. They're making ceramics, but we see that kind of thing up here as well, with the different sales teams like Tejal, who's acquired by Western Digital, and Catavolts and 511 Enterprises. You know, they're doing Bay Area business and they're bringing people up from the Bay Area.
511, which is this the 511 clothing?
Or not the 511 clothing.
Oh, not the.
No, they're an inside sales company for tech companies. They represent about maybe 12 or 15 companies right now that they're doing sales for.
Okay.
All over the world.
All right. Okay. But those are the kind of things, though, that I you would think we'd be seeing more of, because, I mean, we offer a whole lot of neat things up here. I mean, we offer affordable business space, affordable electricity, affordable housing, good schools. I mean, look at our schools. We have one U Prep that's in the top 250 schools in America, right here in this town.
And there is real development. I may have mentioned it in the past, but we're making progress. So there's one industrial complex that can hold 8 companies.
Mm-hmm.
We just worked with the city to finalize the impact fees. There was some confusion there, and it was going to cause them maybe not to do their development, and we worked through it, and basically they're thrilled and they're moving forward. Then there's another company who's building a 10-unit complex, and they are wrestling with their CEQA process right now. But both of those are to be appealing to Bay Area companies for the most part to bring them up here.
Okay, and this is, I know, but this is the things that people need to hear, and we've been talking about it, but, we need to have something like, this, and the show go out, and I know you're telling people today, and all this, that we are, things are happening here. People are still thinking that we're mired in 5 years ago, and we're not. you know, the K2 development, the county, the courthouse here, when it starts, mm-hmm. you know, and the other thing is going, $1 billion worth of construction going on here. The Stillwater, and watch that go through fruition. The things you were just talking about, the thing that bothers me, though, is, and I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back, is the process they're going through, and they almost didn't continue building because of permit problems.
No, it wasn't really permit problems. It's just trying to understand what your real costs are. And it's sometimes it's just that the law, the rules are confusing, and you need to sit down and say, okay, what does this really mean, and what are the dollars associated with that?
Well, and but
that's what I'm here for. I want to get involved and help with those things.
And you should. Yeah. But we should also have a building department here that sits down and is able to say, how can we get your business off, you know, how can we get it here? Not, oh, gosh, we have a problem here.
Well, that's what Larry Voppel, Larry Voppel does. I mean, we're not the ones that are going to be able to alter those fees. Larry Voppel at the City of Reading is the one that's, you know, holding these guys.
But what I'm saying is, and Larry has made a big difference, but there's still problems with some of the fees and some of the things that we go through down there, that this is the opinion of whoever's looking at that permit, not what the law says.
And I understand, but, you know, when all is said and done, you know, we can always do things better, but that client hit that big green button on the kiosk. Okay. You know, he was thrilled at the end of that.
That's the big thing. But yes, I would just like it to be so like, oh, look how I want. He turns around and he calls his friends and go, come up here and build. Come up here and build. It is so easy.
Well, I think he would.
All right. All right. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When you talk about the Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's quality, compassion, and community right here. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney for Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to enjoy life with family and friends and not a time to fear or worry. Financial exploitation by a family member, caregiver, or scammer is a common way that our older family members are taken advantage of. Unpaid bills, new credit cards, or unusual purchases by a caregiver might be signs of financial abuse. If you believe you or a loved one might be a victim, please call 225-5798. Once again, the number is 225-5798. Call anytime, day or night.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindemont. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:35 in the morning. It's 73 right now, going up to 97 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. If you want to find out what's going on in the world, head on down to the Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Tony Giovanella, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation here in town, and Todd Jones, who heads up the Entrepreneurial Division. There's a bunch of things happening. Like, they're having a big luncheon today to talk about things that are going on. Plus, you're bringing an economist in that's going to talk about...
Well, he is going to talk about Shasta County today and what our prospects are over the next 10 years. I actually saw him speak earlier in the year, January, and he touched a little bit on Shasta County and said Shasta County is going to be the fastest growing county in the North State over the next couple of years. So I grabbed him aside and I said, boy, we'd really like to do a deeper dive in this, on this. And so he agreed to come up here.
What's he consider the North State?
So basically everything from Woodland up.
Okay.
He's based out of Sonoma State. He's an economist.
Mm-hmm. He's not thinking like Sacramento County.
No.
That'd be nice if we're bigger than them. Okay. My question is about funding for the EDC. How do y'all keep it afloat there?
Yeah, so our annual revenues are about $350,000, and basically we receive $81,000 from the city of Reading, approximately $58,000 from Shasta County, $27,500 from the city of Shasta Lake. We get a city housing grant to support some of the underserved people in the startup community. That this year will equate to about $42,000. And then the balance, about $120,000, comes from private companies and individuals that are interested in promoting.
So about half comes from the cities and the county, and half comes from individuals, and then with some other that you help young startup entrepreneurs there, and I've seen that out there where you're at right now, where you've got, you know, these startups there and their small offices, but it gives them a place where they can get going there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And I guess the interesting thing is I've heard people comment to me that if the different municipalities did what we did, it would cost them two or three or four times more. And the beauty is that each one of these entities, especially the municipalities, if they had to do this on their own, they would lose the leverage. So their dollars are being leveraged with other municipalities plus the private community, yeah. So it's amplified.
But you're working for everybody around.
That's right.
Yeah, because bigger cities, you know, they would, like a city of Sacramento, they have their own economic development branch of the city, and so they're doing all this activity on their own.
Now, we've talked about some things that are going on, but Todd, you've got something that, you know, that Reading's been, has been recognized for something that, you know, that is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, so we Reading was recently selected just a couple weeks ago for what is called an UN-Summit, and that's going to be held the last weekend of September, September 28th through the 30th. We're still working out a lot of logistical details, but basically what it is TechStars is a group out of Boulder, Colorado, and they are the ones that facilitate startup weekends all over the world, and there's thousands of startup weekends around the world every year. And they put out a They basically saw us. We've worked with them for a number of years. We've had four startup weekends, and they were looking at emerging startup communities, not just in the U.S., but North America. And Reading was selected as one of seven of those cities in North America that has seen as this really fast-growing startup community. So what it will be...
North America includes Canada.
So Canada, there's no one summit in Mexico, but there are two in Canada. So I feel like I can say North America, not just the U.S.
That's right. Well, that's what I mean.
And we're really excited about it. So it's not a huge event in itself. We were only expecting about 50 people from Western U.S. to come down to our events in Reading. And we'll basically talk about what works in our community, what they see work in their communities, kind of compare notes on what we can do. But on Friday night, September 28th, there's a lot going on that weekend. But we're going to be hosting what we call a Pub Talk, which is a new series of events that we're hosting. And that'll be a combination of the startup community here in Reading and then all these startup players from all over the country that are going to be here in Reading so we can really highlight what we're doing.
What did you call that?
Pub Talk.
Pub Talk.
Yeah. So our first one is next Thursday right next door at Maxwell's.
Okay.
So June 21st, we're going to be talking about ideation. And so, you know, how do you come up with an idea, flesh it out? What does that process look like? Because, you know, if everybody has ideas, but not everyone can execute on those. And that's what it's all about.
A really good pub talk. The only problem then is you're going to have somebody taking notes. So when they walk out the next day, go, I know I heard a good note. I know I heard something great in there last night.
But, and you know, something will stick with them. Something will stick with them. So we're excited about having it there and kind of changing it up. We used to do beer and bites, and this is kind of the next iteration of those.
Right.
And it's really a community event with Startup Reading, not just the EDC. And we can do without all the community stuff that's going on.
There are so many things happening around here. You know, and this Theory Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're linking in with them because we're going to have our own brand of coffee here, and we're just trying to get it so it's just right. We're getting new logos with the new FM. We can't use our old logo, so we're going to use new logos, and coffee's going to be a part of it too. You know?
I think Sam's down in like Ecuador right now, sourcing beans. So
sourcing
maybe he'll pick some special ones up for you.
Yeah, I don't want to blow by this UnSummit event. The accomplishment of the Startup Reading team, of which Todd is a part of, this is really a major leap, a recognition of the fact that we have a lot going on here, and we have an organization that's able to present what we're doing
here.
This is big,
you know, because when we talk about, you're talking about seven in all of North America, and one's here in Reading, 89,000 people in a place here, you know, that doesn't even have a restaurant on the river. It has one restaurant on the river, and that's it. No four-year university. I take that back. We have Simpson University, of course. I didn't mean it like that. But, you know, a big Cal State where you have 50,000 kids and all these things. All of this happening here, you know, Youth Prep becoming one of the top schools in the nation, and two or four other schools were also, Manzanita was also recognized. So there are so many things happening here that are just great. And this one right here says, if you want to start up, this may be the place to do it.
Yeah, I think what we can show, and one of the reasons why we've been so successful, is just collaborative nature, not just in Reading as a whole right now, but really our startup community. You know, once you come into town, I meet with new people every single month that are coming into Reading that either have already worked on a startup or are starting a new one, and we can get them plugged in within a matter of a week, and they kind of know all the players, where they need to go, what the resources are, and it's one of the reasons that we got this UnSummit, because we're really all working in the same direction, and we're on the same page moving forward, so it's making us a better startup community.
Okay, so we've talked about Stillwater and how that's going. We've talked about other new startups that are coming here, people wanting to build things. Because if they build them, then they can put other businesses in it. That we're seeing in Chico that there are people being priced out of and pushed out of the Bay Area. You know, we should put something up here that, you know, we like Bay Area people. You won't be able to vote, but we do like having you up here.
Well, one of the things Tony and I got to do.
Did I say that?
You can vote.
You can vote.
Yeah,
but it won't count. Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, the EDC we were not technically sponsored, but helping throw an event with Moss Energy Works here in town. And Moss Energy Works, probably never heard of them. It's one of those companies that's been hiding in plain sight, and they're down on Meadowview Drive. So they're actually at the old Veterans Museum location. They have that whole warehouse, and they're making methane captionment systems. I think that's caption is the right
word.
I
saw that. Okay.
And yeah, they were on the news. They were on KRCR. Yeah. Came out and did a great story. And they have 30 employees between the different businesses they have, and it's about three different entities that are there.
And they're capturing methane gas.
Yeah, so they go down to dairy farms all over the state of California. They have these big pooling ponds where they put all the
manure.
Waste,
they all the manure. Manure in there. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. You can say that.
They have a piece of vinyl or some type of real high speed. They cap it off, and then they take all that gas, and they're running it through what they just launched, which is a gen set, which is a generator, and they're burning it, using it as fuel. It's just like natural gas, and they're providing up to a megawatt of electricity per generator for these farmers. And so,
it sells
back to the grid.
Sells back to the grid.
A megawatt. That's a lot of energy.
That would be a two and a half million, three million dollar
solar system to provide that much energy. So it's a big system out of.
And as long as you feed them, you've got this. And as long as you have cows.
One of the other things they're doing right now, really exciting, is they're actually making a scrubber for this methane gas, and they're going to actually put it back into a PG&E natural gas pipeline directly. So they're going to take the methane gas and inject it into a pipeline in Central California. And it's scrubbed, and you'll turn on your stove, and there you go. Came from cow manure.
Little old Chester County, we got this thing going on.
Hey, honey, you cooking? Yeah. You cooking steak in there?
30 employees, and out of 12 of these methane catchment systems they did last year, I mean, they did it for the largest dairy farm in the country. Out of 12 in the country, in the state of California, they built 8 of them last year.
Okay, well, let's take a look at this. You look at global warming, and I'm not the one who said this. This was Ken Murray. Ken Murray said, you want to solve the problem of global warming? Kill every cow.
Yeah,
and he said it. Just kill every cow, and you will not have global warming because of the amount of methane of the billions of cows.
Yeah.
But what these guys are doing is capturing this and being able to recycle it, so you don't have that problem.
It's really a triple win because I think it was earlier this year. It might have been late last year. State of California said dairy farms had to cut their CO2 emissions by 20%. I believe it was, and so this is going to help the farmers receive that. There's tax credits available. There's grants available. The farmers are going to get free electricity, and it's a huge win for everybody.
But it is if the I don't know how much these containment cost, but if the state of California says you got to cut it by 20%, by the way, we're going to give you X amount of dollars to help you do that in grants.
Yeah,
I've got no problem with that. But when they come up with these stupid ideas, let's just tell that cow. Okay, so we're feeding our cows these little pills that when they poop, it comes out in a plastic bag.
Yeah. Okay. They feed them seaweed. I heard actually from UC Davis, and it's actually been cutting their CO2 emissions or methane emissions by feeding a little bit of seaweed mixed into their food. I heard that on a news story the other day.
Well, I understand there's no flatulence at all in Japan because they eat a lot of the seaweed in their food.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know. I guess it did smell a lot better.
That was a total lie.
Now dairy farms will be milk.
That's a total lie there.
Milk, meat, and methane.
57.3% of statistics are made up on the spot.
Right there. I just made that up. I just thought that was cool. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Music? Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert. Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music.
I can't take her anywhere without causing a scene.
A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Bob knows how to finish my day up. He plays music from Streets of Fire. There isn't one bad song in it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 13th of June, 2018. It's 73 degrees right now, going up to 97 plus, maybe hit the 100-degree mark today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Tony Giovanella, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones heads up the entrepreneurial portion of that. And we've just heard just such great news today on so many different things. But we've even got better news that's coming along here. We're talking about another business here in town.
So today for the economic update, we have a couple of sponsors that I want to mention. And one of them is actually an interesting business that we should support. But first, let me say, in addition to the EDC investors, the California Center for International Trade Development is sponsoring our keynote speaker today.
Okay.
And that makes that possible. And that's part of the community college system. So our tax dollars are at
work,
doing good, right? Then the second sponsor is actually shooting video for us for free. And we had done them a favor. We let them use the Venture Hub over a weekend.
Yeah.
But they're another one of these guys that you don't know about, right? I think they're moving into their third season of a television show called The Back Pages. It's all shot here local. It's a sci-fi anthology. Each episode stands on its own. And they now hit a milestone of being put on Amazon Prime, Amazon Instant Video. They've already been on YouTube TV, and we want to support these guys, subscribe to their stuff, because we're trying to build that TV and film industry, and these guys have creating a wonderful show, and they're a fabulous addition.
Are these like acting, or is this like just talking about something?
No. This is a real TV series.
Yeah, they got the whole thing. They got the production, the editing, the actors, all here in town. I watched some of their episodes online after they came into the Venture Hub, and it's pretty cool. It's good stuff.
I can tell you as a videographer myself, that which used to take a building full of equipment and a small army of people can be accomplished with a handful of people and two suitcases full of gear.
Well, yeah, and you still, but you still get the same great,
quality.
Yeah, better quality now because it's so much easier. Well, that's great. So we need to. Who are they? Again, what's their name?
Back Pages. I can't.
The Back Pages. The two principals are Kendall and Tom, and we're going to get them connected with you because it's a fabulous situation here.
Okay, we'd love to have that on because we have filmmakers right here.
Yeah, I mean, Spiro Pictures,
they've been on
right now in Oklahoma, and they're doing a lot of really exciting stuff. I mean, they did Top Gear up in Trinity County. I don't know if you caught that episode. Do you watch Top Gear on BBC America? They filmed one of their episodes up in Trinity County in Hayfork last fall. Cool. And it fall is an interesting time to be shooting in Hayfork, but they made it out. And they made a great
the word shooting. Yeah. The word shooting is
filming.
Is
filming. Yeah.
Where's all that smoke? Is there a forest fire? No.
They did all this kind of extreme outdoor kind of gear, six-wheel type things. Yeah. And Matt LeBlanc and the whole cast and the Stig and everybody was there. And it's a really impressive episode. I think it aired probably in February of this year, January of this year, but they're working on some really, really cool stuff. They worked with the people with I Can Only Imagine, and Spiro Pictures is making.
Yeah,
making
you know what they've done. I remember them. It's a family thing too.
Yeah,
right?
Matt and Joy Thayer.
Right,
just right down the street with next to Mind Box.
And then there's another. They're right down the street here, right?
Spiro Pictures is, yeah. They have an office with Mindbox Studios. Josh David Miller and doing custom application and software development.
Okay, yeah. And then there's another family, too. I think it's brothers and a father. They also, you know, they were, I don't know if they still are doing it, but they were doing films up here, too. Well, this is an ideal place up here because, like, you know, when I talked to a real movie producer in the sense of that, you know, out of Hollywood type, and I said, so, because he had a house up here and he liked it up here. I said, so what's the chance of y'all coming up here? He says, about none. He says, the main reason is that we cost so much money to bring all the people up here. And, you know, because we don't have the technicians, at least we didn't back then several years ago, we don't have the technicians to do all that kind of stuff. He says, it's all time and a half and double time and, you know, those things. He says, so if you've got if you have like a $60 million budget, you don't have enough money for that. And I'm thinking, really? You know, $60 million? I could make a hell of a movie for $4 million. But anyway.
And by the way, in the state incentives for filmmaking, they get 5% more if they film up here versus down in L.A. or other places.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here with Tony Giovanella from Economic Development Corporation and Todd Jones, who is, of course, heads up the Entrepreneurial Division. It's so much great news coming in today. You ought to just put this one on your website and just have people listen to it. But you got some other things you want to talk about, too.
Yeah. Well, one other thing I wanted to mention is we talked about four-year universities.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's another hidden thing in this community. Most people do not realize that today you can get a four-year business degree from Chico State University in downtown Reading, okay? And we've had a number of graduates go through that program. One of the things I'm afraid of is that for the fall, we're five people short in what we need to have that program continue. So I'm out there talking about it. If you want a business degree and you don't want to have to travel and you don't want to do it all online, and by the way, you can do some of it online, that's the place to register. And a key thing strategically is if that program does not thrive, we will not have the opportunity to add other degrees. If that program thrives, we can add more and more four-year programs through Chico State right here in Reading so people aren't driving 70 miles. So let's jump on that.
Okay. Well, that's something that needs to be publicized, too. Okay. Last thoughts from you, Josh.
Last thing is Pitch Breakfast tomorrow. I didn't really have a chance to talk about that today. We have so much going on, but Pitch Breakfast is tomorrow at the Shasta Venture Hub, 7:15 to 8:30 a.m. We have two pitches. One of them is a physical product, which is kind of cool. We don't get those every day. And then one's a website development, kind of new way of doing things. So it's going to be exciting. You can go to the Facebook Shasta Venture Hub Facebook page, and you can RSVP to come to that. So we'll make sure we have enough food and coffee going for you. But that's a lot of fun. We've had it going strong for 4 years, and we're going to keep it going. So excited about Pitch Breakfast tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, you two. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad to see that you're not just resting on your laurels here. And is it going to be, like, really big news? I mean, how long do you think it's going to take before we, you know, a month, 2 months, before the Stillwater thing comes out? longer?
Well, we're driving to have something in front of the council on the 19th.
Of June?
Yeah, it's coming up quick, though. I'm hoping...
Like a week from yesterday.
Yeah. Probably be the council meeting after that.
Okay. Something on the paper, contract type thing.
That's our goal.
Well, that's great. That's super. Well, thanks again and for being here. And I really think that, yeah, we've got our problems. I didn't get into the thing about what the city's doing to try and make this a more, a safer place. And when people come down, they don't see a bunch of different things happening. Because I know that plays a big part in when you're trying to bring business in, too.
But like you say, we show them the other side of the street.
We show them the other side of the street. Notice on the east side of the river. All right, everybody, have a great day tomorrow. Clark and Clark will be with us. Stay cool out there. It's going to be 97 today. Don't leave your dog or any other living object in your car if you're going to leave it out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.